The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dove and Vince.
Hello.
Our technical wizard.
Fuck technology.
Uncle Ted was right. Fuck it all.
The poon jobs can have it.
Yeah, right.
Can I take you to the prom?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the way our technical morning has went, it's going to be a great show. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm alive. I'm ready to end this year.
Who's winning?
Oh, fuck.
That's me.
Yeah, you're winning.
Yeah.
I know.
Suck it.
All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk H-1B, Pfizer, Nick Fuentes, Trump, Israel, Ukraine, all that good nonsense. No top 10 this week as everyone is prepping for next week's Deadpool draft.
Woot.
Where I will lose again and again and again.
I've won like two.
I've never won.
Fucking win.
I pick people that should be dead and they don't die. Fucking Jimmy Carter hooked up the baby blood or some shit.
And then you've got like the 2 weeks before the end of the year, right?
Yeah.
Where every motherfucker on the planet dies.
Christmas was here. Yeah.
And then it's nobody that you picked.
If you want to be safe, have us put you on our Deadpool list. You will not die. I promise.
You're fine.
All right. You're going to get into some TV news.
Yeah.
There ain't much news. I will say that for the end of the year, thankfully, there's not a whole lot, but we will start with some TV news here. Becky Lynch put on Twitter, not your average Starfleet officer. She will be joining the first season of Star Trek Starfleet Academy. So, still not going to watch, but if you're a Becky fan and Star Trek fan, if you watch that show, but here you go.
Yeah.
Here.
Yay.
The animated Creature Commandos, DC's Creature Commandos, is getting a second season. Max decided to redo the show while it is in its first season. First season is 7 episodes that are come out weekly. I think the first one came out on the 5th, something like that. But we are getting a season 2, so. And last thing really for TV, and this kind of ties into sports news we don't do a lot of, but longtime sports broadcaster Greg Gumbel, who covered the NFL and NCAA college basketball for CBS for more than 20 years, passed away this week at the age of 78. Cancer got him. So, of course, he is the brother of Bryant Gumbel. So, that sucks right after Christmas. So,
that's no good.
No, not at all. All right, let's get into some movie news, and I had to double-check this first story because, one, it doesn't sound right at all, but this came from Variety, so if anybody's going to have their movie stuff, you would think it would be them. Vince, this has to do with He-Man. Guess who has been cast as Skeletor?
Frank Langella.
That's who it should be. Apparently, this will be a lot of visual effects. Jared Leto.
I saw that. I remember seeing that, and I thought, meh.
Does he have to be the bad guy in everything? Because remember, he was Joker, and that was bad. And now he's going to be Skeletor?
Yeah, but is he going to be more like the guy from, was it Keldor?
Yeah, it was Keldor.
But in the cartoon where they showed him getting his fucking face melted off.
That could be. And then go visual effects after that. Yeah. But they did apparently, a lot of casting was announced. Nicholas Glazatine will be He-Man. Travis Knight, who directed Bumblebee, is directing this. And here's who we have as also cast. Sam Wilson from House of the Dragon will be Trapjaw. Kojo Ata. I don't know what he is, but he will be Triclops. And The Mountain, Hafþór Björnsson, will play Goatman. They will join the previously cast Allison Brie, who will be Evil Lynn. Camila Mendez from Riverdale will be Tila. Idris Elba will be Man-at-Arms.
Who?
Idris Elba. As Man-at-Arms.
Well, this guy's not even like fucking... He's got brown hair instead of blonde. I mean...
They can fix that. But a black guy is Man-at-Arms, and his daughter...
Who's his daughter?
Camila Mendez from Riverdale.
You know what's going to be sad?
Yes, when I watch this movie.
We're going to miss Gwildor. This movie is going to make me miss Gwildor.
That's true. All right. Here's the deal, Hollywood. We'll let you fuck up He-Man. All right? We'll let you just do this.
Well, you already fucked up He-Man once in the 80s, so it wasn't like...
Well, yeah.
But at least you got a big blonde guy to play fucking He-Man in the first one.
That looked like He-Man.
Yeah, he looked like He-Man.
But here's the deal. We'll give you He-Man if you let Vince and me, for $100 million, make Thundercats with Alexandria Daddario as Chitara.
I would put Idris Elba in Thundercats.
Yeah, as, Panthro.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we've already started on Thundercats.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
And we'd have Lucasfilm do the visual effects. They're all right with that. So, all right, moving on here. Lee Cronin, who directed Evil Dead Rise, which apparently was really good. I haven't not seen it yet. He's going to do the Mummy remake for MGM. So... I don't know. That one might be okay. I don't know.
The Mummy, MGM.
Yeah.
Not Universal? Universal.
Sorry, Universal. Sorry.
Okay.
That's on me. Next thing here, with an animated series already in development, Sony Animation and Netflix, we're getting an animated Ghostbusters movie to go along with the new animated series.
Huh.
Dan Aykroyd can still do the voice, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
And sell his vodka or tequila or whatever the fuck he sells.
Yeah. Vince, some really good news here. Do you remember the Keanu movie from back in 04, a little-known movie called Constantine?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, you really should. It's quite good.
Yeah.
We're getting a sequel. And
with Matt Ryan?
Same direct. No, not that Constantine, sadly. This will be the Keanu one.
Why can't they just do a crossover universe one? You know what I mean? Like
everybody else
multiverse
does.
Multiverse kind
of
thing. Bring Matt Ryan in like they do with everything else.
Well, the director did say that this Constantine movie will be very R-rated. They're going to lean heavily into their R rating. So, I love Keanu, but it's Matt Ryan's role. Really, yeah. It is.
Yeah.
But the Constantine movie back in the day was good, so I'm holding out hope. It looks like we have a director for the Ninja Turtles Last Ronin live-action movie, James Wan. So, he said, Haro.
Haro.
He got him on the table. Aisha wanna be a visa?
Oh, not for them.
No. Dots, not sushi. All right. Let's see. James Bond producer Barbara Broccoli. Yes, that's their real name. Reportedly made it clear to Amazon executives she will not support plans for a spinoff female James Bond series. She acquired all the rights to the Bond franchise from her late father and holds all approval rights for anything associated with the franchise. She has not agreed with Amazon's plans for the next TV or even film. Basically, she said that MGM and Amazon are these people are fucking idiots. This is according to Wall Street Journal. Amazon has pitched ideas for a female 007 spinoff series for their Prime, noting that it would focus on Moneypenny. But she has made it clear that she wants nothing to do with it and will not allow it. It has gotten so bad that she has threatened to delay the release of a next Bond movie, holding the film hostage. So, but then again, the people have come out and said, well, James Bond's not a hero. Why? Because he's white. A white man.
Yep.
Well, she's in charge. She has to give her stamp of approval. So that's hilarious. What do you think, Vince, of Robert Pattinson as Batman?
I didn't mind it. I know I'm going to make a lot of people mad with that, but if you turn your brain off and watch it, it wasn't awful.
Okay. You now have to wait until 2027 for the next Batman movie.
It is what it is.
Yeah. It was supposed to come out October 2nd of 26. James Gunn came out after the delay was announced. It will now be October 1st of 27. He said, the only reason for the delay is there is not a full script. Matt Reeves is committed to making the best film he possibly can, and no one can accurately guess exactly how long a script will take to write. Once there is a finished script, there is around 2 years for pre-production, shooting, and post-production on big films.
I would have liked to have seen that character be, what's his name?
Billy Barty?
Billy Barty, Gwildor.
Batmite?
No, the guy from Batman Beyond, McGinnis.
Oh, Terry McGinnis?
Yeah.
They better do a fucking Batman Beyond movie while Keaton's still around to play old man Bruce.
They won't.
Just say, I know. You know what? We'll do that one for 150 and we'll make you 300. We'll double your money, Hollywood. Guarantee
it
to you.
Triple it. $1 billion movie, baby.
Yeah, it would. We can do it too.
We'll do it.
We're nerds. All right. That's it for movie news. The only thing that came out this week or last week for comic book news is Marvel has announced their big summer event for 2025 will be called Imperial. Will be written by Jonathan Hickman, who did a lot of work with Avengers and Fantastic Four. And it looks like this is going to be Inhuman focused. So Black Bolt in that group. So it'd be nice to see him actually do something decent with the Inhumans instead of being like, oh, they're like mutants, but nobody cares. They're space mutants.
Space mutants!
Yeah. So, there you go. Look forward to that. Your recommendations for some comics that came out this week and last week. G.I. Joe number 2. Dark Knights of Steel All Winter, issue 6. Conquest 2099, number 5. Space Ghost, number 8. Ninja Turtles, number 5. Thundercats, 11. Space Usagi White Star Rising, number 2. Disney's Gargoyles Winter Special. This is a one-shot. Batman the Gargoyle of Gotham, issue 3. Hell Hunters. This is a Marvel team-up book that I think is World War II based. It has like Wolverine, Ghost Rider, Winter Soldier all on the same team. That first issue came out. Kidpool and Spider-Boy one-shot. Metamorpho, the Element Man, number one came out, and Book of the Week, this is probably the best written book going right now, Plastic Man No More, number four came out. So here you go. If you got some extra money from Krimis and go to your local shop and keep people employed.
Yeah, right.
Right. All right. Some wrestling news this week. Dustin Rhodes announced he has signed a new multi-year deal with AEW, so he is not going into WWE. Speaking of them, it looks like they're no longer doing Tribute to the Troops. According to Meltzer, yeah, no more, it's done. It's just not been taped. They've got too many other things going on. This is the first year they haven't done anything with that since 2019. It was a Vince McMahon thing, and since it's not Vince's company anymore, it's not the type of thing you're going to advertise and say, we're not doing this anymore, but it quietly went away. So, Go die for Israel. You don't get wrestling. What? I'm not wrong.
Yeah, you're not.
Some sad news here. Former NWA World's Champion Jax Dane passed away. I believe this was day after Christmas. He was 48. This was from complications from a heart attack he suffered in November. Yeah, that sucks. Originally, it said he was 43, but apparently he was 48. So, yeah. Next story here. The first Raw on Netflix, which is January 6th, question mark, abbreviation? I think so. Netflix is making it like a WrestleMania type event with the matches, and Cena's going to be there, Roman's going to be there, Rock will probably show up and take all the glory for himself, you know, like he does. So, yeah. So there you go.
Yay.
Yay. WWE's announced, let's see, John Cena's farewell tour kickoff, Solo versus Roman, tribal combat, whatever the fuck that means, Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley for the women's world title, Punk versus Rollins, a performance by Travis Scott, so be careful if you're in the crowd, you might die.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll be January 6th, so, meh. Last night was AEW World's End pay-per-view. A lot of blood.
Yeah?
Boy, Will Ospreay bled a lot in the opening match. I would say half Great Muta scale. So yeah. half of his face was completely bloody. But nice. John Moxley kept the world title, and he had two big returns last night. Kenny Omega showed up to award Okada, who won the tournament, his title. They're going to end up feuding, of course. And at the end of the night, Moxley and his guys were standing tall, and FTR and Adam Copeland, Edge, showed up and beat them all up. And so that's setting up the first AEW of the new year, which is this Wednesday. Is the first one that's going to stream on Max, and your main event is Moxley's team against Edge and FTR. So there you go. And this is in Asheville, and proceeds are going to the hurricane victims and all that. So
nice.
You can shit on Tony Khan for how he books things and stuff like that, but this is a good thing he's doing. So there you go. All right. That's it for wrestling news. That's all I have. Vince, anything in video games?
Nintendo Switch US sales surpasses PlayStation 2. Now the second best-selling gaming hardware.
Wow.
Yeah, can you believe that shit?
What's number one? Oh, probably wow. PS3?
maybe. You know what? I don't know.
Atari Jaguar?
The fucking Nintendo VR?
Virtual Boy?
Yeah.
There you go.
Number one with a bullet.
The Game Boy, you could kill somebody because it was a brick.
Right. It was the same color, too.
Yeah.
The Witcher 4 isn't bigger, but promises to be better.
Nope.
Siri doesn't even look like Siri. She looks more swollen in the face.
Yeah. She got stung by a bee.
I don't care. I don't care about that game. I don't know.
They've messed it up from the source material so bad that it's...
Well, I mean, they stole it from Elric the fucking White Wolf anyway, so...
Well, yeah, but...
Shh, don't tell anybody. Don't expect the creator of Gary's Mod to sue over Skibbity Toilet in Fortnite. I'm 42. I don't care if Fortnite added a Skibbity Toilet. Please stop telling me. I'm not going to sue. That's what he said.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
Care. Yeah, whatever.
Skibbity Toilet's in Fortnite. I have killed a few people wearing it, so.
It's pretty funny.
It is.
Frostpunk developer 11-Bit Studios cancels first console-centric project, layoffs incoming with a bunch of H1 blueberry slushies.
Ah.
Hello, would you like to play a game?
Sorry, would you like to play a game?
Mush your boobs and vagine to get free battle pass.
Please send Bob's and vagine.
Hold on, I am going to take a break and bathe in all the cow piss. It is holy.
Speaking of cow piss, Tencent directors stepped down from Epic Games Board after U.S. Justice Department expressed concerns. No shit.
Yeah. Shocking.
No. I can't believe it.
Shocked, I tell you.
The last thing I have. Ubisoft launches a Blood Dragon spinoff featuring Rayman.
What?
But it's an NFT game.
Oh.
I loved Blood Dragon, though. Blood Dragon was, that was hilarious. That shit was amazing. It's called Captain Laserhawk, the game.
That's a good name, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, no, it's great. It's great. So, yeah, Rayman and Blood Dragon.
Well, there you go.
That's it.
Winterfest is going on in Fortnite. Get your free goodies if you play. Boy, everybody's playing Marvel Rivals online, it seems. A lot of the streamers. That's about all I got. I don't have anything, so.
Yeah, I don't, there it is.
End of the year, there's not a lot, so. All right. We'll go to music news here real quick. They only got one thing, and that is that a judge this week said that the woman who said that Jay-Z and Diddy raped her when she was 13 can stay anonymous and went after Jay-Z's legal team for trying to out her identity. Basically, intimidation. He said, no, you ain't doing that shit. So,
yeah. Fuck off.
That's going to be a fun when it goes to trial, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And he deserves it. Every bit of it.
Yeah. Which is weird that the Christmas Day football game that they had Beyonce perform. And I was like, might want to read the room. Probably should have went with Lee Greenwood. Just saying.
Yeah.
Or Ray Stevens, or, you know.
Yeah, somebody. Somebody Beyonce. White country. Yeah, yes, maybe you shouldn't have.
Yeah,
she's sitting there watching, double-clicking her mouse. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I have for music news. We're going to take a break. We're going to play our last song of the week for 2024. Thank the maker. And when we come back, we will get into Did You See This?
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Broadcast Podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
That's right.
All right. Mm-hmm. So no top 10 this week.
No, so he's got to be a trooper.
He's got to be a trooper, especially next year. It's going to be bad. So we will go immediately to Clown World. And did you see those stories for the last couple weeks? We started in Germany, where the car drove into a Christmas market, just barreled through another Aloha snack bar. Killed like 11, injured over 60 or 70. Just another German Muslim terrorist attack. Well, I mean, you know, they're about weekly. Import the third world, you get the third world. So
Germany for Germans.
Yeah, and the guy that said that at the soccer game is now being investigated for saying that.
He's a Nazi.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I don't know about it. Yeah.
Yeah, Germany for Germans.
Come man, that's a crime.
All come right. Get me.
Yep. Vince, this next story is odd, and I have a couple questions about it. Okay? Mm-hmm. Maybe you can help. Texas Representative Kay Granger has been found living in a dementia care home in Texas. She had been, quote, missing for the last 6 months.
Sure.
Aside from her welfare and getting help, this raises a couple of questions.
Just a couple?
Yes. Who's been sending out tweets from her official account? Which were sent out all the way up to 2 days before she was found.
Sure.
And why did no one in Congress say anything? Like, oh, here is a congresswoman missing. Probably another reason we need term limits.
I was thinking just starting over from scratch, but if that's where
that's what it's going to end up being. But yeah. So who was sending that? My question is, who was either A, voting on her behalf, or, and two, sending out tweets on her behalf? Because it wasn't the woman that people voted for.
You're just talking crazy. All right.
That sounds like a fraud, and I'm sure it's a crime somewhere. So, speaking of crime, Biden, while we were away, commuted a bunch of death sentences, kids. A bunch of convicted killers. Including a man who murdered a police officer, a man who kidnapped and murdered a 12-year-old girl, another one who raped and murdered two little girls in Illinois. This was just 2 days before Christmas. He announced that he would be commuting the death sentences of 37 out of 40 prisoners on death row, each of whom had been sentenced to death over a violent crime. The only people he excluded was the Boston Marathon bomber, the Tree of Life synagogue shooter, and the man who murdered 9 people at the Emmanuel AME Church in South Carolina. He said, I've dedicated my career to reducing violent crime and ensuring a fair and effective justice system. Today, I am commuting the sentences of 37 of the 40 individuals on federal death row to life without possibility of parole. These are consistent with the moratorium my administration has imposed on federal executions in cases other than terrorism and hate-motivated mass murder.
Oh, so rape and murder is fine.
Of children, yes.
Yeah, if you just do it a couple times, it's okay, but, you know.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He's literally burning down the country on the way out, or whoever's running the show, because I don't think it's him.
That's all right. Trump's going to do it, too, so.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Rape and kill kids, you're fine. You're just life without parole. We're not going to kill you.
It's fine, but you kill a lot of people. Look, you're not, your limit's over 3. Anything over 3, then it's crazy.
Well, no, if it's hate and terrorism.
Yeah.
Hate motivated. Because I'm sure the guy that raped and killed those two little kids, he didn't hate them.
Right. He just wanted to come, so that's fine.
Right. Yeah. According to Biden, that's fine.
That's fine.
Speaking of an attempted murder, a man tried to murder streamer Nick Fuentes. 24-year-old John Lyons drove over 140 miles to Fuentes' home after allegedly murdering 3 of his own family members. When cops got to the scene, he ran away and forced his way inside a neighbor's home, shot and killed their 2 dogs before leaving the house and shooting at officers who shot and killed him. Fuentes had been doxxed before the incident.
Oh.
I'm sure it was the party of love and acceptance that doxed him.
Doesn't Nick Fuentes suck dick?
I don't know.
I think that's what happened. There was a big thing about that.
Something. But I mean, this guy literally showed up with like a crossbow and a gun to kill him.
And didn't.
And didn't get in is the thing. Yeah.
It's just going to get worse. Remember how we all told you a long time ago that when it starts happening, don't be surprised? This is where we're at.
Yeah. You're going to see a lot of it.
Ta-da!
Yeah. Hey, Vince, guess what happened this week?
What happened this week?
A Pfizer whistleblower released internal documents from Pfizer showing that the company had received over 158,000 adverse reaction reports within the first 2 months of their first COVID shot being released.
No.
Shocking, right?
I can't believe it.
It's
unbelievable.
That it wasn't 500,000? Yeah. The Moderna CEO stated that their company used the spike protein sequence from Chinese government data to design its COVID shot in 48 hours without ever handling the virus. No, we never had the virus. We just made the shot for it. Huh?
We just pulled it out of our asses. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. No one regrets not getting it.
Exactly.
No one regrets not getting it. Everybody else is like, oh, damn, that was dumb.
A new study came out this week revealed, get this, a sharp rise in autism cases among children and young people globally who took the COVID shots.
No. Is it for real?
Yeah.
Jeez, nobody had the balls to say, you know what, maybe this isn't a good idea.
Yeah.
You know, for as much hate as Trump got, there was that time when everybody was freaking out and they made the vaccine and he's like, you know what, it's going to be called Operation Warp Speed. It's going to be shipped out. The companies won't have any liability. It'll be great. It'll be huge. Huge. Yeah. That was like the biggest red flag. It's like, wait,
no liability? What?
Even Kamala and fucking Biden at one point in time, the most coherent things they ever put into a sentence was like, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
What if something happens and then, you know, they threw money at him and they shut up and they played along?
That's it.
And then, you know, this is where we are now.
Yeah. Everybody that took the shot, your chances of dying or having something has greatly, greatly increased, especially with the more shots you took. Oh, you had one? Well, you got to take two, and then you got to take a booster. You got to take your booster's booster.
Right.
So your chances of survival keep dropping with every shot you took.
Here, please take this experimental gene therapy.
Yeah. Have it's fun good with for turbo you. Cancer.
Yeah. All these fucking brain cancers popping up now.
All right, next story here. A judge has delayed the Trump assassination attempt trial to September. This is the guy that tried to kill him on the golf course that they said was... he was just a homeless guy, even though he had been in Ukraine and had like 400 terabytes of data on multiple flash drives. Yeah, but he was homeless. Remember, that's what the news said. Yeah.
I listen to the news every day. Every day.
I know.
Especially when Germans are getting ready to burn that motherfucker down.
As they should.
You ain't got a hair on your ass.
Come on, Adolf.
Come on. Erica!
That's a good name you don't hear anymore.
Yeah, that's a strong name.
Speaking of a strong name, Luigi Mangione.
Hey, it's a me, Luigi.
Who I believe had his gabagool this morning. But he pled not guilty to murder and terrorism charges. How is he charged with terrorism?
They're going to throw fucking everything at him. They're going to throw everything at him that sticks.
Because he hit a CEO that had money.
Money, 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 money. That's it.
Jamal to kill somebody down in Jamaica, Queens. Oh, it's just murder, not terrorism.
Right. Oh, did he rape a kid? Oh, he's fine.
Well, he's fine. This week, Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky brought to light that Congress has secretly paid out more than $17 million of our tax money this year to quietly settle charges of harassment, sexual and other forms, that happened in congressional offices. And he's trying to release the names of the either Congress members of Congress or their staffers that did the harassment.
Trying.
Yeah.
It should be public record. You're public fucking servants. Fucking release it.
Yeah.
Bye.
So whoever's blocking it, you might have something to hide. The Matt Gaetz report came out. The highly partisan Matt Gaetz report came out of Congress this week, and it said that, well, he had sex with a 17-year-old. The only problem with this is, yes, he dated her and probably slept with her, but she had a real government ID showing that she was above 18.
So she was actually...
apparently was actually 17, but had an ID that showed she was like 20.
How do you handle that?
Yep.
I mean, seriously, how do you how do you deal with that?
She lied, but he was still wrong. I don't know. It almost sounds like entrapment.
Yeah. It really sounds like entrapment. Is
yeah.
she Jewish? Does she have a fucking Mossad fucking number?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Certainly seems that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
That happens an awful lot, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What's her last name? Weinstein?
Bergman Stein.
Epstein, Stein, Bergman, Goldbergman, Stein? Yeah. Sorry.
That's another show. All right. Trump this week committed to designating Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Once he gets into office, this would allow him to use the U.S. military to fight the Mexican drug cartels, which I'm sure will end wonderfully. He also said that he may demand that the Panama Canal be returned to U.S. control and that he wants to buy Greenland for strategic reasons.
And import a bunch of H-1B fucking motherfuckers over too, you know.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
All you white retards are, you're out.
Yeah, you're too stupid.
You're too stupid. You're out.
Yeah. You're out. This next story, regardless of your political ideology, should piss you off to the core. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas said last Sunday that he is aware of reports of children being trafficked across the southern border. But stopping it is, quote, outside the responsibility of the Department of Homeland Security. Yeah, we know it's happening, but it ain't our job to keep the kids from getting raped.
In fact, our job is just to let them through. We're just
right.
It's fine. It's fine. We don't care. We don't care. I think Mexico needs to be doing something.
I think Mexico needs to be fucking carpet bombed and turned into a Buc-ee's.
We need to annex Mexico.
Yep.
I mean, they joke about annexing Canada for some goddamn reason.
They have oil.
But we really need to annex Mexico.
They have tortillas.
I don't know. I don't see. I've played enough Civilization to understand that we need to fucking just go crazy.
Yeah, but you just bomb Harriet Tubman every time. Let's just be honest.
Did you hear, speaking of video games, God damn it, were they adding Harriet Tubman? No. They were adding somebody to Civ 5.
Really?
Yeah, I swear. Rosa Parks. Was it Rosa Parks?
George Washington Carver with a peanut gun? That's a good joke. I don't care who you are.
I swear they were adding somebody to the new Civilization, like Rosa Parks to the Civilization game.
Probably.
I don't know. Can you imagine? I'm going to attack that bitch first.
Yeah, you will. He's not kidding either.
No, it's like Gandhi in Civ 5.
Yeah.
You have to kill that motherfucker.
You have to take him out, yeah.
He will kill you.
Yeah.
In like three turns. It's insane.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. I lost my spot.
All right.
Let's see. This next fucking story. Huh. It raises a question. Prominent LGBT activist Will and Zach Zulock have been sentenced to 100 years without the possibility of parole for their repeated molestation, sexual exploitation, and rape of their adopted sons.
Zulock?
Yeah.
Like Shylock?
Probably. Ooh. But raises the question, why do gay couples always adopt male sons?
Maybe Biden can commute their sentence.
He'll parole. Well, they already got possibility without parole. So, I mean, they're not death penalty like they should be.
Oh, man, he'll just get rid of this. It's fine. You guys are free. It's fine. LGBTQ, baby.
Yeah, and they were there were ones always out there. Look at this great gay couple. Yeah, well, they're fucking their kids. So maybe they should be skinned alive.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
On TV for everyone to see. You fuck with the kids, this is what happens.
Right.
Yeah. You know. Speaking of someone who ought to be, a lot of people in this next story need to be skinned alive, broadcast around the world, the illegal Guatemalan migrants who set a stranger on fire and watched as she burned to death on the New York City subway, was once deported, but sneaked back into the U.S. under the Big Apple shelter system. The guy first entered the U.S. illegally at Arizona in 2018, but was nabbed days later and shipped back home. He later crossed the border again, dodging federal agents and finding his way north to New York City. It's unclear how long he had been in the city before the horrific attack. What is clear is that by April of 23, he had been staying at a Days Inn hotel on 36th Street, which had been converted into a migrant shelter. When he was issued a transit ticket in 23, he gave an address of the shelter on Randall's Island. On Sunday, police say he was at the Coney Island Stillwell Avenue subway station, calmly watching the sleeping passenger he set on fire as she burned to death. And there's a picture of a cop walking by this woman burning to death, just like, nothing I can do. That cop needs to something.
Part of me just doesn't care.
Right.
I don't.
But the other part, yeah.
It's like the Daniel Penny thing.
And no, and that's ties into this too, because remember, they went after him, charged him with all this shit. And now people are like, look, I ain't getting involved because I don't want charged with shit.
Well, the thing is that wasn't there a woman attacked? I mean, before the lady got caught on that set on fire, there was a woman that got attacked on the fucking subway. And then even the fucking like the New York Times came out and was like, where was everybody helping at? Why didn't anybody help?
Yeah.
She's just a woman. Somebody help. And they're like, no.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm not going to fucking go to jail. I'm not going to get my name tossed in the mud because you fuckers are, well, he's just racist. He's a piece of shit. Blah, 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 blah. No, that bitch is going to get there and she better fucking learn equality, learn to box or something.
You voted for this.
Yeah, you motherfuckers in New York voted for it. Good. You're fucked now. Yay! Don't care. I don't know.
Have fun with your illegals setting you on fire and killing you and...
Yeah, don't care. Fuck off.
That's what you get.
Yeah, that's what you get. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck off. Learn to fucking deal with it. Walk to work. I don't know.
Care, arm yourself. Oh, we can't do that here in New York.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah.
Well, you can't set people on fire, but they fucking do it.
Yeah, so, well, I don't care. Whatever. You did it. You did it to yourselves. I don't care. Good. Whatever.
Yep. All right, Vince, let's go to your favorite country in the whole entire world.
Oh.
Israel. There it is. The Attorney General of Israel and the state prosecutor have ordered police to investigate Benjamin Netanyahu's wife, Sarah, for witness tampering and obstruction of justice. I'm sure everything will turn out just fine.
We investigated it and we found there was nothing wrong.
Yep. Benjamin Netanyahu will not attend, Vince, this is hilarious, will not attend the 80th anniversary of Auschwitz because Poland announced they will arrest him on site if he steps foot in their country in accordance with the International Criminal Court warrant.
Poland said they would take him to where the chimney was built after they liberated the
yes.
camp.
And the doors were wood.
And they'll show them the pool.
And the maternity ward.
Yeah. And the theater.
Yeah. Because nothing says death camp like having a theater.
I don't know. There it is. Wow. Anti-Semitism.
I wouldn't
I
really
don't call
say
it anti-Semitism.
Pro.
I call it the noticing.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Hey, you know what else I noticed this week?
What?
Biden gave Ukraine another $1.25 billion. Just why?
You know Trump's going to give them money, too.
Right? Oh, I know. I know.
I can't wait. I can't wait till that motherfucker gets into office and the first thing he does is be like, look, we got to give them money.
Yeah. New boss, same as the old boss. Yep.
Oh, I can't wait. I literally can't wait. He's going to be like, you know what? Seriously, we got to give them money.
Yeah.
They're
huge. We got to help them.
It's huge. It's going to be huge.
You should see the size of the laundromat. It's huge.
I can't wait.
speaking of Ukraine, guess what they're doing now?
What?
Aside from using landmines that we sent to blow up Russian forces, that is, I believe, an international war crime. Yes, yes, it is. They are now doing 9/11 style drone attacks, flying drones with bombs on them into Russian apartment buildings.
Sure. And Russia hasn't done shit.
Where is this red line?
It's about that 5 miles back that way.
I think so. That you keep. Well, if you cross this, we're gonna. Well, if you cross this one, well, we're. If you just fucking do it by now, okay?
Fucking do it already. It's a dance. It's a game. He's a WEF puppet too. So
yeah,
they're all ran and everybody's controlled.
It's the banks.
Yeah, I don't know.
NATO this week announced they are going to enhance their military presence in the Baltic Sea. Because all those cables that keep getting cut mysteriously, China, they blame on Russia. But yeah. All right, let's get to the H-1B shit. You ready, Vince? This is the last thing of the week.
Yes, sir. Sir, could you please?
All right, I wasn't ready for the yes, sir.
Computer, please.
Several prominent Twitter accounts are reporting that their verification badge and monetization has been revoked after criticizing Elon's pro-mass immigration meltdown. The VP for Cognizant, who supplies thousands of H-1B workers for Silicon Valley, admitted under oath that visa workers, the Indians that they're bringing in, are not more skilled than the U.S. workers.
They cheaper.
That's what it is. It's odd that Elon went on this a few days after he got a $6 billion investment from NVIDIA, BlackRock, and a bunch of other things for SpaceX.
Yeah, now he's trying to sell us out. Yeah, no, it's not odd. It's Rumble. Not odd. Money.
And Vivek's with him.
Yeah.
I believe in my people.
I think the blueberry slushie from Punjab is the best slushie ever.
Said that Americans are basically retarded, stupid, lazy, not smart enough to do the jobs that Indians are doing. Here's my question. One of many I have. If all these people are so damn smart and talented and, you know, all the stuff they would say, how come India is a shithole country?
That game where you get on Google Earth and like just go to a random street, and if you find a street with no trash, you win.
Yes. You cannot do that in India.
Yeah. Fucking India.
If they're so good, so smart, so top of the line, why isn't their country top of the line? Why are there people literally smearing cow shit and piss all over themselves?
China. The biggest polluter in the world, China, right?
Yep. Yep.
They bitch about India sending dead bodies into the Ganges.
Yep.
And China bitches about the pollution from India. The biggest polluter in the world's like India. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Motherfuckers that go to India to be, you know, holy or something and get in the Ganges and there's bodies and shit floating down the fucker. You know what? What?
These are the people they want to bring here. Best and the brightest, because they're smarter and better than American workers, right? I'll tell you, you know who has really went against Elon on this? Steve Bannon. And I'm like, because he's like, hey, you rug pulled everybody. You said right. You were with us, you did all this, and now you're America first, and now you're obviously not. You're a right. former Democrat that saw a way to get in politically and get influence and get money and keep your tax money coming, because by the way, Elon gets a lot of tax credits for Starlink, SpaceX, and Tesla, even though most of Teslas are made in China. So he wants to keep that money flowing. But yeah, now they want cheap labor, indentured servants, basically.
Right.
Because you white Americans aren't good enough.
Yeah. I got money now. Fuck, I got to sell everybody out.
Just, yeah.
Everybody sees it. Fuck,
new boss, same as the old boss.
Right. And that's the worst part. Everybody had this fucking idea that when Trump got into office, like it was going to go back the way it was. You know, one person running the household, you know, or one person working, you know,
right?
That white picket fence fucking aesthetic where, you know, we could afford shit. We could do things. We didn't have to work as hard. You know, it wasn't as stressful as it is now.
It was a dollar for a loaf of bread, not three.
Right. And you're not getting that.
No.
It's about money. You're getting fucked. They want you to work 80 hours a week.
For 40-hour pay.
Right. They've already said that. Oh, you're working 80 hours a week. You can suck my fucking dick.
I know where you live.
I know where you live, man. I don't know. I'm not doing that shit. The fucking government is fucked up.
And Trump,
regardless of what fucking side you're on.
And Trump, who originally came out in, what was it, 2016? And was completely against the H-1B shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it is just a crooked scam.
Oh, he loves it now.
Now he loves it.
Well, how much is he getting paid?
Good question. Well, all the people that just put you in power, you're not even inaugurated yet.
Yeah.
And you already rug pulled 90% of them.
Right. People just put him there because of cheaper shit.
Yep.
And he came out and said he'd get rid of most of it.
Yeah.
America for Americans. You guys have been paying taxes. You're getting fucked. We're going to help you out. Thank you.
And now?
No, no. We can't do that now.
No.
BlackRock just gave us a shit ton of money.
Yep.
We can't.
You find it odd that all these companies are now, oh, yeah, we're going to donate to the inauguration fund. Really?
Yeah. But, you know, like we said before the inauguration, who you choose?
Yeah.
They're both shitheads.
Yeah. Right, left is still the same person.
It's still the same.
So, yeah, I imagine he will keep money going to Ukraine. He'll, you know.
Oh, sure. We got to. Look, it's bad, okay? We got to keep giving them money. It's so bad.
We got to keep giving them money until I can get peace. That'll be the thing.
Right. We're working on peace, but we got to look.
We got to keep them shooting at each other.
Yeah, we got to keep. It's not.
Have you seen the Lockheed Martin stock price? It's not huge yet. So yeah. We got to keep it going. It's okay.
It's fine. MAGA.
Yeah.
We're going to make America great again, guys. Come on.
Yeah. But to do that, we have to bring in a bunch of Indians to replace the white workforce. And give that white taxpayer money over there to Ukraine.
Right. That fucking Dune Coon a couple of years ago or last year who got rid of like 1,000 people from that company. No, he fired 900 people over a Zoom call. H-1B'd a bunch of Indians over, 1,000 of them.
Yep. And saved money.
Sar. Thank you, Sar. Yeah, here you go.
What a way to end the year.
Yeah, I don't know. Go. I would suggest to you brass and lead.
Yeah. And stockpile food because you're going to get hungry.
Yeah, you're going to get real hungry. And work on your moral fortitude.
Yeah. Government will not save you, regardless of who's in charge.
Yeah, you're not. You're fucked. You're white and you're a man. You're fucked.
Self-rescue.
You need to fucking figure it out now. If you're white and you're a guy, you're done.
Yep.
You need to fucking man up. You might have to make some hard fucking decisions here pretty soon.
A lot sooner than you thought.
I'm. Mm-hmm.
That's about it. Final thoughts?
Keep your stick on the ice. The women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Our next broadcast will be the 2025 Deadpool Draft. See you then.
Bye.